game. Right back here at Johnson City. Another handoff to the right side, a little sweep there to Peschout, and he's brought down, third down coming.
Yeah, Peschout had a lead blocker, but that got blown up, and then he only gained about 2 yards, so it'd be third down and 7 for the Walton Warriors.
So a big third down coming. I'm sure Walton wants to do something here on this first drive of the afternoon. In the second half, I should say, after, you know, they get the ball here first in the second half after scoring late in the second quarter. 10:35 to go in this third frame. Man in motion from left to right. They're going to hand it off again to Peschout. Nowhere to go.
Yeah, they're just getting, I mean, what a great job by the Green Trojan defense. They're not letting the offensive line push them off the ball. They're controlling the line of scrimmage, and the gain of about 2 will bring up fourth down, and a long 4, the ball is spotted at about the 42-yard line of the Walton Warriors.
I would think Walton is going to have to punt this one away here, just based on field position.
And remember the first quarter, Nate, they were Green was punting into the wind here, and they didn't get very good punts here. So let's see if the Walton Warriors can flip the field a little bit.
We are up to on top of the hill here at Johnson City. We're right above the Oakdale Mall. And, you know, the wind isn't whipping too hard. We're looking over at the American flag by the scoreboard, but there is some wind to deal with here today. Waiting for the punt, and this one goes straight up in the air, but not a bad one. Going to bounce at about the 30 and out of bounds, so that's where the Trojans will take over, going right to left. So not the drive that Walton wanted to start the third.
Yeah, no, and, you know, it looked like they were a little complacent in how they were going to call it, because I think, like you said, I think, and Coach Matthews alluded to, I think they were looking to just eat a lot of the clock, be happy with that 12-point lead. If we score, we score. If we don't, at least we take some time off and keep that ball away from Erickson and Kennedy.
So 9:44 to go in the third quarter. It is Walton 26, Green 14. Nate Law and Tim Cutting with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Remember, you can go back and listen to these games anytime on demand at WCDOsports.com. That's all courtesy of SFCU. Here is Erickson under center, wants the snap, or gets the snap, throws it across, and it is incomplete. Pass was too tall as he was looking for Noah Kennedy.
Noah Kennedy on the slant pattern into the middle of the field. He is covered by Lamoureux, and the ball falls incomplete. Great defensive coverage by number 25 again.
So 9:38 to go here in the third quarter. Walton leading 26-14, looking to go back to the Section 4 championship game where they were a year ago and lost to Tioga in the champion. No, actually, no. They fell in the semifinals to Tioga a year ago. So this Walton team, and we all said a year ago, they're young, they'll be back, and here they are a year later looking to get back to the championship game. Yeah, they lost to Tioga in the semifinals last year, and Green defeated Sydney in a big upset last year. Erickson gets plastered here by Peschout as he tries to throw to the outside, and it falls incomplete.
Yeah, Peschout from his off defensive end position went up and slammed Erickson to the ground. Good play on second down, brings up third and 10 for the Trojans.
So 9:34 to go in the third quarter. Walton leading Green 26-14. We appreciate you joining us here today. We'll have the Delhi and Tioga game later. Interested to see the Tioga Tigers mm-hmm. for the first time yep. this year. Always just a well-coached program by Nick Aiello. And waiting for Erickson here on third down. Here's the snap, lost it. He's going to have to pick it up, has nowhere to go. Cody Ray is there to wrap him up. The game of hot potato continues. Erickson didn't lose it, but he did drop it, and that really killed the play.
Yeah, it sure does. Takes all the timing out of the play, and it ends up being a what we used to call a raid for the quarterback. Just do what you can with it. Just don't lose it. So fourth down and about 15 yards for the first. Looks like Green is going to punt.
So both teams coming up empty on their first drives of the second half. To our left is Morgan Condon, who, again, is a great track athlete for the Walton Warriors, also a great football player. And they haven't really gotten him involved much today, so I'm interested to see if they can get him involved here in the second half. And so the snap goes to Erickson, and he'll boot this one long. This will be picked up here by Condon, but a fair catch, and Walton will start at about their own 38-yard line.
Yeah, what a nice play by Nate Erickson right there. That snap was extremely high. He jumped up, got it, and got the kickoff. Got a good kick as well, and Walton will take the second possession with the ball at the 39-yard line, their own 39.
8:42 to go, third quarter. Score remains 26-14. The Marathon boys have taken a 3-0 lead over the Cherry Valley Springfield boys. That game is almost at the half. That game up in Oneonta today, the Class D Section 4 sectional championship game there. Waiting for the snap. Walton here is going to go right back to the ground. They bounce it to the outside. Good for about a gain of 3 yards. A new running back, Deacon Phoenix, who does get into the mix from time to time, bounces outside to the right for about 3.
Yeah, number 28 on the outside and makes a man miss right at the line of scrimmage and then tries to make another man miss, but gets 5 yards on the play, second down and 5.
And so let's see if Walton can do what we thought they might do coming into the second half, trying to run the ball, pick up first downs, and chew clock. Here is Dylan Jacob, the senior QB, barking out signals, waiting for the play. Again, they will hand off, run to the left or to the right side, excuse me. Good for about 3 yards. This one for Lamoureux. Going to be third and a very manageable 2 coming up.
Yeah, Lamoureux was a nice little run. Pretty much the same play, same spot, just different running back, and a little bit more positive yards on the play. Brings up 3rd and a long 1.
Unitego girls have scored 15 minutes into that game to take a 1-0 lead over Elmira Notre Dame. So that's Unitego is the 1 seed. Elmira Notre Dame is the 2 seed there in that soccer game played up at Norwich High School today. So if you're in the area at home, you can still pop over there today.
By the numbers, that's how you expect it to end.
Yeah. 7:20 to go in this third quarter. A handoff again to the right side for Lamoureux. Good for a first down, though, and they're into green territory.
All right. Well, now we're going to talk about number 25, Kennedy, because on the defensive side, what a great tackle he just made. First down was already achieved by Lamoureux, but if he misses, he's in the end zone. Kennedy says, uh-uh, young man, you're stopping right here at about the 48-yard line of the Green Trojans.
Boy, Green, you know, has relied on Noah Kennedy today and Nate Erickson, and they both delivered, keeping them in this ballgame. They've done a great job. 6:55 to go, third quarter. Jacob hands it off. Again, they go to Deacon Phoenix. A nice cutback move across the 45. Lost control of the ball, and Green's going to fall on it here. A dog pile, and the Trojans come away with the ball at their own 38. They just ripped it out of the hands there of Deacon Phoenix.
Yeah, and they did exactly what you said, and we have number 8, Drew Erickson, down here on the far sideline.
So we will hope that Drew Erickson is okay. And so we have an official timeout as, boy, that was a big scrum looking for that ball. 6:47 to go, third quarter. We're going to step away with the score, Walton at 26, Green 14. Trojans will have the ball after a fumble when we come back on CDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything, downtown Sydney Center.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Glad to see Nate Erickson, Drew Erickson, younger brother of Nate, pop up, and he is walking off the field pretty much under his own power. Either way, Green gets the ball after that fumble, and you know, Drew was right in there trying to help make that play.
Yeah, I think that's what happened. I think they were diving for that loose ball, and I think he took a helmet to the head, obviously, you know, not purposely or anything like that, but they are definitely going through concussion protocol with the young Erickson.
And I've just been so impressed with him this year. An eighth grader, he's not the biggest kid in the world. I'm sure he's still got a couple of growth spurts in him. But he's been out here and he's battled all year long. Here's his older brother, Nate, getting sacked on the first play as Teshout was right there to bring him down. As, you know, Walton fumbled on that last play and Green got it back, but Walton trying to make him pay on defense. 6.5 to go, set their third quarter. It's 26-14, Walton.
Walton brought the house on that play as soon as that empty backfield happened for the Trojans, and they sent two inside linebackers, and they both met at Erickson, caught him for a loss of about 10, second down and 20.
So every time that the Walton defense has been called upon today, they've pretty much stepped up and found a way to stop such a great QB, a great athlete in Nate Erickson. They have to do it again here with 6 minutes to go in the third. Erickson rolls out, throws to the far side for Titus, completed the 30, works his way out to the 35 before he's brought down there by Peschout.
Peschout was a tackle just shy of the original line of scrimmage. He's going to bring up third down and 12 for the Trojans. The ball will be spotted at the 41-yard line of the Green Trojans.
So, again, our second game today will be Delhi and Tioga. We'll probably have a small break in between these two games. And just a beautiful day for high school football here at Johnson City. The Class C games are going on today, but those games are at the higher seeds. Twins are at Newark Valley, and Watkins Glen Odessa Montour is at Suss Valley today. Here on a third and 12, Erickson again at nowhere to go. Crashing through is Peschout, as well as Kyle Wright, and he just doesn't have any room to breathe in the backfield.
He doesn't, and I'll tell you what, Green didn't go empty there. They just missed those two linebackers. They're both just coming like they're shot out of a gun back to the fourth and probably 25.
So clock still moving down to 4:55 to go in the third quarter. It's 26-14. Ball is at the 26-yard line, and Green's going to have to punt it away. And the Walton defense coming up big once again. This team that, you know, we said earlier, was young last year, learned a lot, I think, on that run through playoffs. And it showed here this year where they've had a great year. Good punt here as Titus actually did the punting this time. He's going to roll all the way down to the 19-yard line, maybe to the 18.
Wow, what a great punt.
Yeah, so that took a Green bounce and pins Walton deep in their own end going left to right.
Yeah, he put that on a line drive more than the other punters have and got a little bit more success. And what a great punt. Flip of the field, the Warriors will have the ball, as Nate said, at their own 18-yard line. First and 10.
And so the Walton Warriors will come back out. And it's been a fast-moving third quarter, mm-hmm. but no change in score here, Tim.
Yeah, I mean, you've been looking at Green trying to throw the ball, which would probably slow the game down a little bit. But Erickson has absolutely no time with them sending all that linebacker pressure. And I don't know, Green's going to have to make a major adjustment on the blocking, otherwise Nate's going to have an absolute horrific afternoon.
Great fan support for both these teams here today. The far side is, you know, pretty packed up, and we see a lot of orange and green on this side. I think Walton brought a couple of fan buses, so the Orange Crush fans always doing a good job coming out to support their boys. On first and 10, we do have a flag here, I believe, against the Walton Warriors.
Against
no,
green.
Okay.
Lined up off sides. Wow. Another free 5 yards for the Walton Warriors. Lamoureux was hoping that was not going to get blown dead, but because he had a lot of room to run, right?
Yeah, he certainly did. He turned the corner and had a lot of daylight there, but play was blown dead. So here are the Walton Warriors now with 4:18 to go in the third quarter, going left to right. Ball is at their own 27-yard line. They'll try to run it up the middle. And good crashing here by the Green defense. They come piling in, and they will make the stop.
Real nice job, as Coach Matthews alluded to in the halftime, about how those linebackers have to beat those guards, and they did a really nice job on that play and stopped them short. Gives them about 1 yard. It'll be second down and 4.
Evan Walters was right there for Green, one of the biggest players on the line for either team. He's a handful to go up against here. 3:40 to go in the third. It's Walton 26 and Green 14. It's been a good semifinal matchup. They'll hand it off to the outside. Here's Brooker. Brooker gets around one man to the 37, a stiff arm on Titus before he's pushed out of bounds.
Yeah, nice little play. Made one guy miss, as Nate said. right on the edge, and then carried it out across the first down mark six. And now the ball will be spotted at about the 36-yard line of the Walton Warriors, first and 10.
Walton with good numbers. We were talking about that with Coach Matthews at the break. Of course, I'm sure postseason you bring up a couple extra guys, maybe from modified or JV. But
And as a coach should do, what was the first thing he did game began this move? He wanted to see what their roster was and who was coming back.
Yep. Hand off here to Lamoureux, good for about one. He says, yeah, I'll talk to you if you got a roster. He wanted to see the roster. He goes, how many guys Walton have? That was his first question when we invited him in here to the press box. He said, and is it warm in there? And it's not that bad outside, a little windy.
And our answer was yes.
We said, oh, yeah. I mean, this is a great press box. We were here last year when it looked like a monsoon outside, and we were nice and dry. So good place to be on a rainy day, good place to be on a cold day. But, I mean, this is great football weather for sure. 2:55 to go, third quarter. It's 26-14. Under center here is Dylan Jacob on a second down and about eight to go. Line comes crashing through, and that was Nate Erickson. Read that play well and just beelined it for the ball. Third and long, coming about a third and nine. Caleb Stanton didn't have a chance. He got the ball, and number five was in his hip and lost about 2 yards on the play. We'll bring up third down and nine. So a third down and nine coming up here for the Walton Warriors. Ball is on the 37-yard line. They're in their own territory going left to right. This has been a fast-moving third quarter, but no points have been put up on the board. So here is Dylan Jacob, wants to roll out and throw. He does. He's got Cody Ray, good for a first down, slips at midfield. Otherwise, he would have had more, and he goes sliding out of bounds.
He was so excited when he made the turn because he saw a lot of green grass in front of him and just got a little bit too happy with his feet. But good for first down yardage. Ball will be spotted 49 of the Walton Warriors first and 10.
Good job there by Cody Ray.
Nice play call, too.
Yeah, that was well done. They had pretty much been sticking to the ground and pound here in the third, and that was their first look through the air and a wide open Cody Ray.
Nice little play action pass on that down, and good for the first down yardage.
They got a couple of guys who are just so reliable in Aubin and Ray who can jump out there and do that. Kind of a, you know, Rob Gronkowski type of tight end. They go to Morgan Condon to the outside. Condon out to the 40. And a good pickup here, which should be good for a first down for Walton. They're in the green territory.
That kind of reminded me of the old quick plays that Sydney used to run with their wideouts to get the ball in the athlete's hands. And as you said, this young man can fly, number 14, Condon, great track runner. And he gets the first down yardage. The ball is now spotted at about the 40-yard line of the Green Trojans.
A great 400-meter runner and 400-meter hurdle runner. And so if you can get him into the open, he's definitely got a lot of speed to work with. 1:15 to go here in the third quarter. It's still 26-14. Walton is on top of Green in the Section 4 Class B football semifinals today in Johnson City. They go to Brooker. He lost it, and Green's going to fall on it at the 45. Wow, a big hit there by Erickson. He came flying through, as well as Hogan Ludoff for Green, and the ball onto the turf, and the Trojans come up with it again.
Again, great defensive play call right there. They sent two linebackers, and they got the running back as he got the ball. The ball came loose, and it's another Green Trojans fell on it. The ball is going to be spotted at the 49-yard line of the Green Trojans, first and 10 going the other way. Green has got to put some points on the board. This drive right here, three times in this quarter they have stopped. Two by turnover, one by on downs, the Walton Warriors.
Yeah, so the defense has been coming up with it, but the offense has really not found a way. Erickson's going to try to do it himself on a QB keeper to midfield. He's tackled right on the JC logo on the 50-yard line.
Yeah, nice little play on first down, quarterback draw with your number five, Drew Erickson. Good for about 4 yards. We'll bring up second down and six.
That was Nate who ran that ball. I don't know. I don't think we've seen Drew back in there, and I don't know if we will after he took that hit on that fumble. Trying to search him on the far sideline here to see if
he was sitting on the bench, and I don't see him now, so he might not be here.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on that. You know, another weapon that could be lost here for the Trojans. So here is Nate Erickson. Somebody jumped, and we'll see if it was on the Walton side as we have a flag.
Point to the Walton side.
Ooh. Wow, it's going to go against the Trojans.
Wow. The official was pointing at Walton. Must be he's lined up. Coach Gordon is not happy with that call. So it's offsides against the Green Trojans will cost them and another flag, and I think this is on the coach.
Wow, so another flag comes out, and let's see how far this will march them back with 20 seconds, just 20 seconds left here to go in the third quarter. Now, would that be an unsportsmanlike on?
I would say so, yep.
Now, they did not march the ball back any farther. Maybe some type of a warning?
Warning, maybe. Yep. Maybe it was a sideline warning. Yep.
I'm going to guess it's some sort of a sideline warning.
Good call, Nate. Good call.
10 seconds left. Waiting for the snap here. Green's going to get one last play in the third quarter. Erickson drops back. Looks to the right side. He's got a man complete. That's Kennedy. He was open, and it's good for a first down for the last play of the third quarter. Ball is out to about the 36-yard line, and so we'll take a break. Fourth quarter coming up to decide this one. It's Walton 26, Green 14. We'll be back on CDO.
Hi, this is Patrice from Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. A trip to the pharmacy usually means lots of waiting, time none of us have. We understand that at Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. That's why we pride ourselves on filling your prescriptions fast. In fact, it's usually ready when you arrive. We are happy to answer all your questions about medications and your family's health issues. We also have a nice selection of greeting cards, health and beauty products, vitamins, and a new line of Ananda Professional CBD products. So don't waste time standing around waiting and waiting. Switch to Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. I think you'll be glad you did. Brown's Pharmacy is on Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety, Main Street in Unadilla. For over 35 years, we have been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. In fact, we can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all their Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. If you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store for over 35 years on Main Street in Unadilla. We know paint.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Starting the fourth quarter, Nate Erickson's going to take off, and he just gets tackled from behind by Cody Ray. Otherwise, he might have been in for six as he crosses the 30 down to about the 27-yard line. We've switched ends of the field. And Green now is going left to right to start this last and final fourth quarter.
Nice little play call on that first down by Coach Gorton right there. They actually had emptied the backfield, which is telling Walton to send pressure. They did. Nate Erickson on the quarterback draw right up the middle. Gets first down yardage. First and 10, the ball is spotted at about 27-yard line.
It's still a 1-0 lead for the Unitego girls over Elmira Notre Dame in that Class C soccer final up in Norwich today. Just wanted to update you there. Green's going to throw over the middle. They're looking for Kennedy that was almost picked off by a diving and leaping Dylan Jacob. It's incomplete.
Dylan Jacob was in position, and he's still kind of limping from that little hit he took right at the end of the half. And almost was picked off, but it did fall incomplete, second down and 10.
Both these teams... It hasn't been a perfect football game by any means here today.
Either side.
Yeah, both teams have had injuries, mistakes, turnovers, but they're gutting it out with 11:22 to go here in the fourth quarter from Johnson City High School.
Walton fans calling on their defense one more time.
So the Walton fans getting rowdy here on our side of the field with the press box. Erickson throws over the middle. He's got Nate Berry. Cuts back at the 25 to the 20, down to the 19. He's tackled by Morgan Condon. With 11:10 to go, clock is moving. Walton leads 26-14 over Green.
Good play on second down. Looks like it's going to be marked just shy of the first, so it'll be third and one. Ball will be spotted at the 19-yard line of Walton.
I think Green, like you said, has got to cash in here. Got to put some points on the board. They're down two scores here. You got to cash in at some point. Score hasn't changed in the second half.
And that's partly because of what Walton's doing. They run the ball primarily just trying to keep the clock going and everything, but they have stopped them three times.
Here is Erickson. They are in Walton, the Walton red zone, I should say, and a timeout is taken by Coach Gorton and the Green sideline. So we'll take a break as well with 10:34 to go in the fourth quarter. It is Walton 26 and Green 14. We'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Out of the timeout, here's the snap to Erickson, and he is brought down on a third and one. So fourth down coming.
Yeah, fourth down, and he lost probably 7 yards on that play, so it's going to be close to fourth and seven, I'm going to say. Fourth and seven.
He was trying to keep it alive, keep it alive. He bought some time, but nowhere to go.
And the ball is out. He's like holding the ball out, so he's like, oh man, somebody's gonna take it.
Yeah,
all the way. But no, he held on to it.
This is big. Still 10 minutes to go, fourth quarter, live here from Johnson City High School, Section 4 Class D football semifinals. It's 26-14. Walton on top, but Green is driving. But they're down to a fourth down. They're inside the Walton 30-yard line. Erickson steps up to the right side, throws complete, no, out of bounds, and Titus couldn't hold on to it. Good coverage there by Brooker of Walton.
Yeah, real nice coverage by number 22, but I thought we were going to see a fantastic catch right there. Really nice footwork by number 11 on the sideline, but he dropped the ball.
Yeah, he had his tippy toes in, and he just couldn't quite hold on. Reminiscent to that interception we saw last week in Oxford where the player did the same thing. He was on the sideline, caught it. Made sure both
and
feet were in.
Made sure the ref saw it.
Yeah,
he was looking.
Oh, that was great.
He's like, you saw that, right? You saw that.
That was great. We had a good time doing Oxford and Thomas Edison.
It was a great game.
In an 8-man game last Friday night over at Oxford Academy. 9:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Walton takes over, going right to left. And I'm sure we're going to see some ground and pound now. But here is Lamoureux all the way out to the 40. Needed 10, and he got 15. Big-time game there for Walton.
Back to the inside running game for the Walton Warriors. Just a little quick counter with Lamoureux. He gets through the second level and gets first down yardage. The ball will be spotted at the 40-yard line of Walton Warriors.
Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you today on WCDO. Jim Tomeo is back in our Sydney Main Street studios. We also appreciate you listening in on WCDOsports.com. You can also use our game audio archive feature there, all courtesy of SFCU. Doubleheader today. Game two will be coming up at 3 o'clock. As now they'll hand off to Brooker. He's into the second level across the 45 to the 44. And another good run there by the Walton Warriors with 9:09 to go. And they lead 26-14.
What a well-executed play that was. Trap block on the left guard. And a huge, huge hole for number 22 to run through and get the first down yardage. Runs into Green Trojan territory. The ball will be spotted at the 44-yard line of the Green Trojans.
We talked about that, run to pass ratio. It's been a lot of run here in the second half for Walton.
Even more than what I said it should be.
Yeah, I agree. I'd say it's about 95% run here. And now we're going to have a false start, I believe, on Pesh out of Walton.
Did you see how he tried to make sure that he tried to fake the referees out on that place? He took a step forward and then acted like he was going to go in motion, and the refs didn't have any of that.
Nope.
They said, whistle fun, I'm sorry.
Yep. That
it was funny, though.
Yeah, valiant effort there, but that will back up Walton 5 yards in the wrong direction. You know, I'm looking at the Walton sideline here. I am seeing some great 80s haircuts down there. I'm seeing some long
great
hair,
era, me.
Some mullets. I'm seeing some fun stuff down
there. Dude, it was a great era.
Oh, boy, these guys.
I did not have a mullet.
These guys are having some fun. No mullet.
Are you kidding me? Was this high forehead? Are you kidding me?
We got a flag on the play. Delay a game here, I believe, against Walton. Boy, so they're going in the wrong direction now here with 8:41 to go.
Two really good plays on first down, and then two penalties that have backed them back into their own territory. The ball will be spotted at the 46-yard line of the Walton Warriors.
So 8.5 to go. Walton is playing with house money right now as they try to chew some more time off this clock. It's 26-14. waiting for the snap. They will hand one off to Pesch out. He's going to get to the outside, gets back to midfield, dragging a tackler up to the 45-yard line before he's roped down at the 44. Chasing him from behind was Josh Trepa for Green.
Josh Trepa with a great tackle, and I'm telling you, folks, if he doesn't make that tackle, that young man might score. Got close to the original line of scrimmage after the two penalties, so it'll be second down and 10.
Yeah, this is second and manageable considering everything that's happened here on this drive for the Walton Warriors with 7:50 to go. Waiting for the snap, this is Dylan Jacob, who got hurt late in the second quarter but has really done a good job managing this game in the second half here for Walton. He's going to throw one up looking for big Cody Rance, completed at the 30 to the 28 before he slides out of bounds into double coverage. Looks like he might be hurt, but he'll pop himself up here.
Landed awful awkward. He is up. He's on the sideline. Oh, just gives him the high sign over here on the fans. Fans love it. What a great catch by number 80. Good for first down yardage. The ball is now at the 30-yard line of the Trojans.
Yeah, great play there by Cody Ray. And with 7:25 to go in the fourth quarter, Walton still leads 26-14. I really, you know, covering these guys this year, talking to a lot of the players, I get the impression that they want to have the experience that a lot of other Walton players have had over the years. They feel like this is their turn as they hand it off to Lamoureux, and he says, I want some more, across the 20 to the 15 with a flag on the play.
Yeah, flag on the play, and it was at right about the tackle, so I think we're going to have a face mask.
So we'll see what the call is here from the Zebra Crew with 7:08 to go. Make sure you stay tuned no matter who wins this game for our post-game show. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. So we've got a lot of great candidates today.
One for one on guessing the call.
All right, there we go. There we go.
Going to see a little march off here. I think it's going to be the 5-yard version. So just grabbing the face mask, not yanking him down by it. So the ball is now spotted just inside the 10-yard line at the 9. First and goal.
Unitego girls still leading Elmira Notre Dame 1-0 in the Section 4 Class C Soccer Championship game. We'll get an update there. It's got to almost be halftime, that game being played over in Norwich today. 6:50 to go, fourth quarter here. Walton trying to punch one in. They go to Lamoureux again on the outside across the 10 to the 9 before he's brought down by the ankles.
He's brought down on the play by number 5, Nate Erickson, from his linebacking spot. He gains about 1 yard. We'll bring up second down and 8. Second down and goal to go from the 8.
Weird to think that this could be the last time we might see Nate Erickson in a green Trojans uniform.
Yeah,
he's just been a staple of this program for so long.
But there's another one in the week.
Drew only being in 8th grade.
We'll see him a few times.
Yeah, we'll be saying the Erickson name for a long time to come. And they're going to hand it off up the middle, and it's in for a Nick Lamoureux touchdown here for the Walton Warriors.
8-yard carry for Erickson. Very well blocked. I don't even think he was touched. Touchdown, Walton Warriors, 6 points.
So Lamoureux makes it 32-14 with 6:12 to go on about a 7-yard TD run, and another big dose of Nick Lamoureux there on this drive. And it doesn't matter for Walton. 1 week it can be Caleb Stanton, the next week it could be Pesch out, it can be Lamoureux. You never know who you're going to get.
Well, I think it's they try them all and see who is going to be. Where's our best effort? And that's what they go with, and they stick with it.
Boy, two-point conversion is no good here. As they hand it off, they try to go up the middle. I did see a flag on the play. But
So holding against Walton.
Yeah, so holding against Walton, doesn't matter. Score remains 32-14. 6:12 to go in the fourth. We'll step away and be back on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Did just get the update from up there in Norwich. Unitego girls leading at Myra Notre Dame 1-0 at the half in the Section 4 Class C Soccer Championship. Right back here in Johnson City, 6:12 to go in the fourth. It is 32-14. Walton trying to punch their tickets to next Friday night's Section 4 Class D football championship game right back here at Johnson City, and we'll be here, Tim.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be here to watch the championship game, and this one's not over yet, folks. I mean, Green does have a big mountain to climb here, but we'll see what they can do.
Green is able to handle the onside kick that Walton sends their way. A little squibber is scooped up here by Nate Berry, and so Green going left to right. They have 6:09 to work with. They'll start on their own 42.
Yeah, Nate Berry made a nice play right there. It bounced off one of the linemen right off the bat, and it was really bouncing kind of funny, but he made great job with his hands and secured the ball. Ball will be first and 10 at about the 42-yard line of the Green Trojans.
We will have some field hockey updates for you later today. Green is playing for a sectional championship, as well as Afton-Harpersville. And so it's a busy day today, and games all over the place, so trying to keep an eye on everything. They'll go to Nate Berry. Another reverse here for Green. Titus is going to throw. He goes to Erickson, but it was incomplete with 6:03 to go. Second time they've tried that.
All right. They went with the jet sweep to the left side, then the flip to the reverse for the guy coming back, and then they tried to hit the quarterback in the flat, and the ball falls short. Second down and 10.
That seemed
a lot of words for me to say for just incomplete.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a very elaborate incomplete pass there. As we hit 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and Walton leading 32-14. So Erickson setting up traffic here. He's got a wide receiver split, one to the left, two to the right. Here is Nate Berry's going to slide over and line up. Erickson wants to throw left side. Dylan Jacob with the interception at the 50. He's going to run it back to the 40, 35, cuts it back 30. Still on his feet. Might take this one to the house for the 15, cuts back at the 10, all the way down to the 5 before he's rolled out of bounds. What a return from Dylan Jacob.
Yeah, he took that ball. We had got a block, I bet you, in the back on the back side. But he took the ball from the 30-yard line on the right hash all the way down to the left 5-yard line. He was making people miss all over the place. But when you do that, it's very hard for your blockers to get their head in front, and a lot of times you get a block in the back. Let's see what they get.
That was like a Liam Matthews-esque return there for Dylan Jacob. 5:43 to go here in the fourth quarter, and he picked that one off right in midfield. Read it very well. And you could see at the line, Walton was shifting, making some changes. They kind of guessed that Green was going to go to that left wing side. They read it very well.
Actually, they're talking to Walton.
Dylan Jacobs right over there in the huddle with the officials saying, "Hey, what's going on? Can I get that run back?
Yeah,
how about it?
Is that play count or what are we doing?" Nope, they're marking it off.
I'd really like my stats to hold up there, guys.
Yeah, I got hit stats today.
Oh, so that nice run back is going to be negated.
He does get a pick, though.
Yep. Hey,
get a little props for that.
I thought, hey, get out of bounds here. Make sure you don't get hurt again.
You got to play next week.
But hey, he was like, "I'm going for it." Yeah. So.
Not going to let Nick Glamour have all the glory today. I want to put the ball in the
air. We're on the bus on the way home. I want some glory too, right? So 5:43 to go in the fourth quarter. Walton now with the ball. A timeout is taken here by the Green Trojans. We'll step away with the score. Walton 32, Green 14. We'll be back on CDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Hey, welcome back. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union. 5:43 to go, fourth quarter, live here from the Section 4 Class D football semifinals at Johnson City High School. Walton with the ball. They're going to pitch it to Morgan Condon, sweeping from left to right. There's that track speed. Cuts it back to the 20. Tiptoes to the 15 before stepping out of bounds.
He didn't make the tackle, but he got enough of them to get him to step out of bounds, or otherwise he's in for a big first down carry for a touchdown. Ball will be spotted, first and goal to go. It'll be first and 10 from the 15.
So a nice run there by Morgan Condon. You said it earlier, Tim, getting your athletes involved. And I think Walton has a lot of them, and they use them in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, I mean, it was just a normal sweep with a Lee Blacker out in front, just a nice old-fashioned football play, executed very well, and nice run.
Here is Dylan Jacob under center. He's got a man in motion looking for Morgan Condon again. No, they're going to run it to the right side with Lamoureux, good for about 3 or 4 yards.
Yeah, they actually faked the sweep to Condon on that play and hand it off. So, I mean, you see it go back to the tailback, going out on the right side, and on the left side they fake it, hand it to the running back up the middle, good for about 4 yards, second down and six.
If Walton were to win this game against Green, their one blemish this season was the first game of the year against Tioga, 23-20. If Tioga beats Delhi later today, boy, wouldn't that be, either way, wouldn't that be a matchup? Walton-Delhi or Walton-Tioga?
And not only was it a 23-20 a score against Tioga, but it was at Tioga.
Yeah. They're going to hand off again, and running up the middle is Lamoureux in for the Walton touchdown, and that might be the icing on the cake, folks.
Yeah, I think the Green Trojans are a little deflated right now. They don't act like they wanted to play that series of down right after that interception ended that last-ditch effort for them. So that was a pretty easy touchdown for the Walton Warriors.
That gives Walton a 38-14 lead with 4:48 to go in the fourth quarter. And they are trying to stamp their tickets to come back to Johnson City next Friday. That game is at 7 o'clock. I'm just going to double-check that information for anybody listening at home that might be thinking about coming down next week. I think either way, Walton-Delhi, what a rematch. And, of course, the history between those two, Walton-Tioga would also be a lot of fun.
And if you're listening today, folks, just keep in mind we'll be on the air that night, too.
Very true. Very true.
If you can't make it down, just turn it on to 100.9.
And the two-point conversion, they run to the outside, is good. The first one that they have completed today, this one goes to Kyle Wright, and he'll punch it in. So we're going to take a break with 4:48 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Walton 40 and Green 14. We'll be back on WCDO.
Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge has got you covered for fall. Leaf bags and rakes for the yard, stovepipe, furnace filters, and supplies for the wood stove, heat tape, window plastics, and water pipe insulation for those extra cold days and nights, and top quality Valspar paints and painting supplies for indoor paint jobs. Hundreds of color options to choose from, or bring in a color sample and they can match it. Barnard's Hometown Hardware has canning jars and supplies, and they sell nails and screws by the pound to save you money. Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
4:47 to go in the fourth quarter, and it is a 40-14 game. Walton is on top of Green. Green will get the ball back, and they'll start their own 42-yard line after another fair catch there, Tim.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, and folks, this score is not reflective of what this game has been. I mean, it's only been, it was a two-possession game for the majority of the second half, but this last 2-3 minutes, Walton has scored twice to extend it to the lead it is now.
Another timeout taken. We'll step away for 30 seconds. 4:47 to go. Walton leads 40-14 over Green on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
4:47 to go, fourth quarter. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you on WCDO. Waiting for the snap. They have Titus at a QB now, and they'll hand it off. A run to the left side right up the hashes. Off the bottom of the pile here will be Damian Hitt and Green using some different players now here late in this contest.
Yeah, I saw both teams putting in some second-string kids, and it's good. Get them the experience. You never know when you might need to have them in a game when it's the next man up kind of philosophy, so you want to get them some experience in the big game.
Yeah, to be able to come back here in a couple of years and say, okay, I've been here, I've played on this field in a big game like this, it can certainly take away some of those butterflies. And what a season for Green. They played a lot of tough teams, a lot of Class C teams, and they had a nice season. They'll hand off here on 2nd and 7, nowhere to go. That Walton defense was right there to bring them down, as that was Damian Hitt on the run once again.
Yeah, Damian Hitt really with no room to go there. 3rd down and 10 for the Trojans. Actually, they're giving them the yards, so 3rd and 9.
So 3:40 to go in this fourth quarter. It's 40-14. Walton on top, looking to go back to the Section 4 Class D championship game. We'll have to check the last time they were in the sectional championship game. Got to the semifinals a year ago.
Yep.
Fell to Tioga in that contest. But we were looking it up earlier, that Tioga, since 2009,
yep,
has won the Section 4 Class D title, as Walton gets a sack in the backfield here. They've won it every year except for 2016 when Sydney won it,
yep,
since 2009. So it has really been a decade of greatness for Tioga.
Oh, just absolutely. What a great program they have up there. And it just seems like every year they have a stable of backs, or they have one back. I'm alluding to Jesse Manuel, obviously. But, you know, some way, shape, or form, but the one thing that's always constant with them is their offensive line. They have some big, big boys, folks.
2:45 to go in the fourth. It's 40-14. Green's going to have to punt it away, but the snap to the punter goes off his hands. He's going to have to pick it up and run. This is Noah Kennedy. Gets to the outside and gets absolutely leveled at the 40, and that's where Green will have to give up control of the ball.
Yeah, that was a nice play by Kennedy just to save the ball from going the other way for 6 points. And then he did. He got absolutely hit hard right at about the 42-yard line of the Green Trojans, and that's where Walton will start this possession.
So 2:30 to go. Walton is going to take another timeout, so we're going to step away for 30 seconds. But it is all Walton right now over Green, looking to go back to the Section 4 Class D football championship game. It's 40-14. We'll be back on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Winter is fast approaching, and Butler Auto Sales in Sydney will get your vehicle ready for those cold months ahead. The Butler Auto Service team is one of the best in the area, servicing and repairing all vehicles, no matter where you bought it. Plus, we're stocked with a huge selection of snow tires. In case of a winter fender bender, Butler Auto features low-mileage clean rentals and will work directly with your insurance company. Ask about 0% financing on service work, too, at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. 2:15 to go. Clock still running. Walton fumbles on that handoff. They have some of the reserves and call-ups now in, and they were able to fall on it.
Yeah, it's definitely the one thing I've really noticed is the size of the players really decreased, especially for the Walton Warrior backs. I mean, they're definitely young kids out there right now, and I'll tell you what, they're loving every minute of it.
Yeah, they get to get in to this ball game with a couple of minutes left. You know, you get to call up the varsity, or you haven't played much this year. It's, yeah, the size has really decreased out there on both sides. Walton's going to run it up the middle here. This is going to be pretty close to a first down. We'll see who comes off the bottom of the pile here running the ball.
Are you ready for this, mate?
Yeah.
Max Jacobs.
Max Jacobs, okay, with 1:35 to go.
Max Jacobs with a nice little run on the second down play. Gets just shy of the first down, 3rd and 1.
So 1:20 to go, fourth quarter. And we have a new quarterback in as well here. This is Gideon Backus-Wilde. And so Bacchus Wilde is under center, and I think he has some instructions to just milk as much clock as he can. He'll hand it off to Max Jacobs, and nowhere to go this time. As he tried to run to the outside of Nate Hurlburt, says no.
Yeah, Nate Hurlburt said no. Young man, you had your moment of fame that last down. You're not getting another yard. Tackles him for a loss of about two. We'll bring up fourth down and three.
So clock moving, 45 seconds left, and the Walton Warriors will be going back to the Section 4 Class D football championship. We'll look that up. When the last time they were there was, I know they've been in the semis quite a bit recently over the last couple of years over these runs with Sydney and Unitego when the games were over at Union Endicott. So we'll check that during our break, and we'll give out three awards during our postgame show. And here's Max Jacobs again into the second level across the 30 to the 25. With 20 seconds left, he's making every second count here.
Yep, that run is good for first down yardage. The ball will be spotted first and 10 if they come out of the huddle, because I have a feeling they're just going to sit there.
And so, yeah, they will count off the last 10 seconds here as the Walton Warriors will advance with a 40-14 victory here today. They will come out of the huddle.
They want to play. They want to play, telling you.
3 seconds left. Are they going to get it off? They'll be under center, and yeah, they're going to run this last play, but the clock hits zero. That'll do it. Walton defeats Green, 40-14. On to the sectional final postgame show coming up here on WCDO.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich, where you will find their big selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the catalog outlet, you'll discover quality home furnishings for every room, including all the latest style sofas, bedrooms, recliners, dining rooms, sectionals, and more by popular makers like Ashley, Klausner, Liberty, Lane, and others. For a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress from the catalog outlet's in-store sleep setters with brand name one-sided and two-sided mattresses, as well as sleep enhancing adjustable bases in every size, style, and comfort level. Nobody sells mattresses for less. For your convenience, the catalog outlet stores are open 7 days a week and offer quick and easy financing with interest-free and no credit bank credit options. See store for complete details. Low prices, best selection, and service with a smile. Only at the catalog outlet in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich, offering you the best for less since 1989.
When it comes to checking accounts, don't let free gifts mask big fees. At NBT Bank, we know better banking starts with better checking. Say yes to great service, mobile banking, and no monthly fees. Plus, you can feel good knowing NBT is top-rated in customer satisfaction. Stop by your local NBT branch today to open an NBT checking account or open one online at nbtbank.com/checking. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. We're inside the press box here at Johnson City High School as the Walton Warriors win 40-14 over Green. Green's season comes to an end, and Walton will move on to the Section 4 Class D football championship game. And it was a big game today for Nick Lamoureux. He has 4 touchdowns. 3 on offense and 1 on a pick 6. That was the real difference here today. So he scores 4 touchdowns. Cody Ray gets in. Caleb Stanton scores another. 2 touchdowns by Green. Nate Erickson throwing to Noah Kennedy, also running one in. So that's kind of a brief scoring recap there. A great season for Green comes to a close, and the Walton Warriors, the Orange Crush, march on.
Yeah, what a nice play. What a really good game by the Walton Warriors today, most of the game. They did turn the ball over a couple of times, and that's very unlike the Walton Warriors to do that. But you know what? They lived and they survive, and they're waiting to see who they'll play next Friday.
Let's give out our 3 awards. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award is brought to you by NBT Bank, one of Forbes' best banks. You made us great, and Forbes made it official. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. We're going to give this today to Nick Lamoureux of Walton. Those four touchdowns, of course, one did come on defense. But he was just great running the ball, and I thought his 55-yard touchdown scamper really made a big difference in that first quarter where they opened things up.
Yeah, they definitely did a lot of running with number 25 today, and Nick did a really fantastic job on the outside, and then he also got a lot of big yardage on the inside, on the inside trap plays. So real nice job by Nick.
Next up is the Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by the Catalog Outlet, your store of over 1,000 items for the absolute lowest prices on bedding, sofas, and furniture for every room. Visit the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. Want to give this one to Dylan Jacob today from Walton. A little bit of everything for Dylan, mm-hmm. but you know, was great on defense, got that key interception in the second half, broke up that play at the end of the second quarter. Everything was just really well done by him on defense. We're actually seeing him run across the field right now and just shake some hands. He's a good sport out there as well. So some great sports for Chip.
Yeah, real nice young man that number 19 is, and he does a really good job running that Walton Warrior offense. But today he was the defensive stalwart. He did a really good job. He ended up having to guard Kennedy a couple of times and did a really good job, but just well thrown balls by Erickson is the only reason that he may have had more interceptions.
We're seeing Dylan Jacob and Nate Erickson have a little chat at midfield here, just two buddies on and off the field, and a great season for those two. Lastly is our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDL. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. We'll give that today to Nate Erickson of Green. He makes that team go, and it was very obvious here today.
Yeah, it definitely goes through him. There's no doubt about it. The Green Trojans are definitely going to miss him. They do have another Erickson in the wings, a very young Erickson in the wings, and hopefully he is okay today. He did leave the game in like the early second quarter, I believe, and don't know what it was, but you know he did walk off on his own, so hopefully everything's good for him. But Nate did a really nice job on offense and defense, and well-deserved of the award.
Our next game is going to kick off at 3 o'clock, and they're both out on the field now to the Tioga Tigers and the Delhi Bulldogs. Winner of this game will take on Walton in the Section 4 Class D Football Championship game. We're going to take a quick break. We'll send it back to the studio, and we'll be back with our Butler Auto pregame show in about 15 minutes or so. So we'll see you right back here at Johnson City in just a couple of minutes. A big thank you to Jim Tamayo back in our CDO studios, and for Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Law. We'll see you in a little bit here on WCDO.
Your news and information leader, WCDO. AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. Playing the music you love all day long. FM 101, AM 1490, WCDO.